Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The center has constituted a high-level committee to address the challenges of demographic change caused by infiltration and other reasons. The committee will be chaired by former Supreme Court Judge Justice Prakash Prabhakar Navlekar. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has welcomed the center's decision and said, "National security and protection of indigenous identity are deeply connected, especially for border states and the Northeast." In a social media post, he said, quote, "For states like Arunachal Pradesh, safeguarding cultural heritage, demographic balance and social harmony is not merely a policy matter, but a responsibility towards future generations," unquote. The seven-hour-long consultative meeting relating to protection of indigenous tribal rights, ILP framework and APST matters was chaired by Chief Minister Pema Khandu at Itanagar today. Deputy Chief Minister Chonamin, student bodies, legal experts, political parties, CBOs and civil society organizations were also present in the meeting. In a social media post, CM Khandu informed that several dedicated ILP department will be created in the state to curb illegal immigration issue. He added, seven member delegations from Arunachal Indigenous Tribes Forum, APSU, ST Bachao Andolan Committee and legal experts have been invited for a high-level follow-up meeting on 29th of this month to shape the future roadmap. The Cabinet today approved continuation of the scheme for assistance in ration transport and handling income with automation in PDS, Sarthak PDS, as an umbrella scheme in the 16th Finance Commission cycle award period with an outlay of 25,530 crore rupees as central share. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the scheme will provide assistance to state agencies for intrastate movement of food grains, will support fair price shops and help in modernization of public distribution system. State Governor, Lieutenant General Retired Katie Pernak, participated in Yuva Sangam program under Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat initiative at Lok Bhavan in Itanagar today. The Governor interacted with participating students from Uttar Pradesh and Nerist. The Governor encouraged the youths to actively participate in programs that promote cultural understanding, emotional bonding and shared national pride. He also called for preservation of traditional values, indigenous knowledge, languages and cultural practices while contributing towards environmental protection and sustainable living. Further, he hoped the IIM Lucknow students' visit will strengthen bonds of friendship and deepen their understanding of Northeast region and its people. A coordination meeting on Special Intensive Revision SIR 2026 with representatives of various political parties was held at the Deputy Commissioner's office in Likhavali yesterday under the chairmanship of Lower Siang District Election Officer Gobi Nikio. The meeting aimed to familiarize stakeholders with the ongoing SIR process being carried out across the state. In the meeting, Deputy Speaker of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, Cardo Nijio, urged the citizens to strictly follow the revision process. He emphasized that all outsider applicants seeking enrollment should be properly verified before inclusion in the electoral rolls. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast that 11 districts in Arunachal Pradesh, including Papumpare, are in yellow alert zone. These districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places. A district-level Narco Coordination Center NCOR meeting was held at the DC's office in Tawang today. In the meeting, Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyal Angmo urged stakeholders to strengthen coordination and cooperation to curb drug trafficking and related activities. She also underscored the need for continued efforts towards child protection. Meanwhile, SP Tawang Tasi Darang informed that Tawang Police has initiated the deployment of traffic personnel as tourist police to assist visitors to Tawang and a dedicated police post for tourists. The Itanagar Municipal Corporation IMC today directed all roadside meat shops, fruit and vegetable vendors operating along National Highway 415 within Capital Region to immediately cease operations and vacate the roadside areas within 10 days. The move was aimed at ensuring public health and easing traffic congestion. The online common entrance examination for enrollment into Indian Army under the Agnipath scheme and regular cadre for the recruitment year 2027 will be conducted from 1st to 12th June this year. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.